He's bold, he's sexy, and he's a drummer. This is the Industry 45 Podcast Show with SCN.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, it's all audio. We're good.
Cool, man. Well, you got me and Troy here, and sorry for all the inconvenience, brother, but here we are.
All right, it's Riz and the Believers and with Troy Laqueta. We don't have to go through Troy's past because we know that, but I want to learn about Riz and the Believers. So let's start with that, Riz, and kind of give me a little bit of your background, where you kind of come from musically.
Yeah, man. So I started making music really in high school. Come from more of a kind of a hip-hop background, I would say, you know, growing up as a 90s baby and having my older brother and, you know, downloading all those songs off of LimeWire and listening to more of like the hip-hop stuff, Jay-Z, 50 Cent, that kind of stuff. And then as I got into high school, I had a hip hop group with my friends, and we were doing mixtapes and passing out mixtapes and CDs in the hallways. And I remember, like, you know, hearing my music and, you know, going out to lunch in some of these people's cars. And that to me was like, you know, that was huge. And I thought I was going to be big time right out of high school, and, good times. And then my friends ended up kind of going and moving away and doing the college thing. And I remember telling my dad, like, you know, this music thing is really what I want to do and pursue. And so, I just kept on with it and kept building. You know, my dad helped me build studios at the house in the garage and made, you know, legit soundproofing studios. So I didn't keep everybody up, and have just kind of kept at it for, you know, all through since then until now. And, it's taken me to, you know, across the world, around the world, I guess, and have got to be in some amazing places and meet amazing people. And it's just kind of, it's cool to see where music can take you, man. But that's a quick kind of, you know, background story of, you know, I guess where I come from musically. I didn't really have a huge musical background besides just, you know, doing my thing in my studio and writing raps and doing my thing with my friends, man.
That's awesome. And it's all about passion and love for what you do, no matter what that is. And I got to say, when I watch your videos, I'm watching one, which I think was in Jamaica, and you look and command stage presence. Like, you can tell you have such confidence in what you do and in your ability and in your voice. And Troy, I want to ask you, how did you guys meet? Because as a guy who's coming from drumming Love Song and Tesla to something a little bit different right now, how did you guys connect?
Well, we connected through my son. Before COVID, Riz was working with my son, and that's where it all started. I went out to California from Nashville here and to spend some time with him. He went through a surgery, and while I was there, I met up with Riz. He was producing and working with Riz, and there was maybe a 5 songs they were working on, and I spent 3 weeks there, and he said, Dad, I need some help. If you could put some drums on this stuff. And, you know, I said, sure. And, you know, by the time I left, it was really clear to me who he was. I just thought, I told my son, I said, I think this kid's a superstar, Troy. I've been in this business long enough to spot things, and I think this kid's got it, man. And so we got talking about it, and we talked about doing some things moving forward. And, you know, Cliff Notes version is, you know, COVID hit, shut us down. We kind of broke apart for, you know, through that process. And a couple years ago, I called him, you know, and I just said, hey, what are you up to, man? What's going on? And I said, you know, he said, well, I'll let Riz tell you. Go ahead, Riz. Why don't you tell him what happened at that point?
Yeah, he shot me a call and said, why don't we finish what we started? And then I asked, you know, kind of what his thoughts were. And he says, well, I'm working on some mixes. And, you know, when can you get out here and we can, you know, go through some of this stuff? And so when do you need me? And I ended up booking a 1-way ticket. I was there 4 days later and asked him, what's for dinner?
Yeah. What? And he's still asking me. What's for dinner?
Still waiting for that dinner, Shane.
And listen,
he's starving, man.
Plenty of dinners. He's been here 2 years. So
listen, you're lucky you didn't call this song "Finish What You Started" because Sammy Hagar would have had something to say about that. Anyway, the song is called "Don't Stop Trying." And lucky you didn't call it Don't Stop Believing, or you'd had a whole other story on your hands. But let's talk about the single. And I love the idea about the energy and positivity. And I noticed in talking a lot of young artists right now, like the world is kind of a crapshoot right now. And it's a kind of a shit show everywhere here in Canada, in America, all over the place. And really the young artists are bringing up some real positivity with their music. So Riz, talk to me about Don't Stop Trying and kind of the genesis behind this particular song.
Yeah, man, it's a movement. I mean, it's all about, you know, diving in and perseverance, right? And overcoming those obstacles that we face every day in so many different facets in our personal life and interior and exterior of our personal. And so it, for me, like all the, you know, the music and this song particularly was just about motivating people and inspiring people to not give up on themselves, to not give up on whatever it is that they're chasing, whatever it is that their goals are. You know, whether it's as small as, you know, or as big as getting out of bed to a terminal illness, you know, we all are battling things. We all have things that we face every single day. And so I feel that a good mantra or a good reminder for you is don't stop trying, you know, because that's what we need to do is break through these barriers of ourself and our mind and also just in other things in life. And so, I feel like for me, that's kind of what I've had to do just to get to this part, you know, and this point of my career is to really get through a lot of adversity and roadblocks and personal roadblocks and just things that just happen. There's so much more to it, obviously, like in every different facet of life than what you see. And so, you know, everybody want, you know, it's like, you know, when you just say, oh, I want to be a rock star, I want to do this, or I want to be a dentist, or I want to be a teacher. It's like, you know, there's so much that goes underneath the surface of what those actually really are, you know, and being labeled as what those are. There's so much more to it. So, yeah, man, it's just, I just wanted to create something inspiring for people. And I feel like people need something positive to believe in. And so, you know, here we are, Risen the Believers, Don't Stop Trying.
And you know what? Attitude really is everything. And I always believe that when you have the right attitude, when you get up in the morning and you carry that through your day, even the little interactions you have, whether it's with your kids or someone at the grocery store, you realize the impact that you make on somebody's life when you're talking to them and your attitude is in the right place. And I want to bring this up to Troy because I'm sure he knows who he is, but I just bought Mark Showman's book, and Mark's a great drummer, plays with Cher, Pink, and so many other great artists. And The Attitude Equation is a book that he put out. I had just gotten it the other day, started reading it, and really kind of what we're talking about, you know, being positive and having and bringing that energy. So that is awesome here. I want to ask you, Troy, your son's playing in the band as a percussionist. Is he a full-on drummer as well? Is he, what else does he do? Because he looks like a rock star, you know?
Yeah, you know, he is. He's a drummer first and foremost. And, you know, as we put the video together, because there are percussion highlights, you know, I just thought, you know, it made sense, you know, for all of us to do it together because we were doing the project together. So yes, he plays drums. You know, he's played a lot of the heavier stuff over the years, you know, the double bass, you know, kick it fast and kick it hard kind of stuff. And, you know, and yeah, and he's brought a lot to the table, man. It's working out really great.
Well, it looks like you guys are having a lot of fun. I was watching some interviews that were being done at the video shoot, and everyone seems to be having a good time. Talk about the video, too, because I believe it was filmed in Nashville. It's a very cool video.
Yeah, it was filmed at a place called PGP, Premier Global Productions, which is a lighting big production facility. And, you know, to the likes of Metallica and the Chili Peppers, Chris Stapleton, and many others. And they have – I stopped in. I have a 4th of July party, and I always bring a stage to my house. I got 5 acres. I have bands and music, et cetera. We stopped in to check out some of the production and, you know, talk about the party. And while I was there, I said, you know, I got to shoot a video. I said, what can you do for me? I said, you know, I need a big stage. I needed this thing to be impressive, you know, Van Halen style.
Yeah.
You know, what can we do? And they just happened to be servicing. What they do is they're servicing a lot of these festivals with all these big production, and they go, well, look, man, we've got a rig coming in here. It's going to be here on these dates, man. If you can shoot at this time frame, you know, we could shoot under that rig.
Beautiful.
And I said, man, that would be fantastic, right? So I called everybody, you know, and as fate would have it, man, we were able to get all the Believers, pull it together. The production part of it is to a friend of mine, Billy Langford, who built that stage set with Riz and the PGP people. I'll let Riz tell you a little bit about that. That was a really great, interesting story, the way that came together.
Yeah, man. We went in there. I think we had about 10 days notice, 10 or, 14 day notice of when he booked that. And then I'm looking at him like, well, what are we going to do now? You know, we got this huge rig and a huge open warehouse and nothing besides the lighting. And so luckily we called Billy, and he actually had just taken a trip and got a bunch of stuff that was, from the Nashville Zoo. And it was just kind of sitting at his property. And so we went in there and kind of handpicked a bunch of these different things that he had. It was just so crazy how that whole thing came together, and spent a couple weeks. We ended up building some giant 8-foot-tall Riz letters, which was a whole nother project on its own. And we went in and built this complete video set, with our crew in 2 days. And I think we got a 40-foot truck and filled that sucker up. And we, yeah, man, it was all hands on deck. It was a really fun experience and something I'm forever grateful for, being like my first real bigger time, video production like that. I mean, being able to really put together our own set and like kind of exactly how I wanted. Cause I remember going, man, I love nature, and I'm like, I wish we could get like some clouds and some rolling hills and some, lotus or some butterflies, and he literally had everything that I was kind of dreaming of. It was so crazy. So we built that set in 2 days and brought in the crew. We had a full catered event, and it was a really good time, man. Something that I'm really proud of for our entire crew, because it was totally a team effort, man. And shout out to those guys at PGP Premier Global Productions, because they were nothing but the best and did us really well.
So here's the next question, and the obvious one probably is, now what? Now you have a great song out and a great video. So what's going to happen next for you guys?
Well, they're going to hear it first on your show if this comes out really quickly. Because Friday,
May 10th.
This Friday, we've got an EP, 5 songs coming out.
Oh, beautiful.
Everyday People.
Yeah, it's called Everyday People. I can have Riz shoot you over the cover.
That'd be awesome.
When we get done here. And, that kind of came together real quickly. 2 weeks ago, we didn't know we were doing this, maybe a little over 2 weeks ago.
Yep.
It was not on the schedule. Johnny Phillips, the nephew to Sam Phillips, the great legendary Sam Phillips, Sun Records, that's who our distribution is through, his company Selecto Hits out of Memphis. And he called, he said, hey, man, we've got an opportunity to submit some stuff, for Sync. Licenses and such. You know, I'll be meeting with like 4 labels, and he goes, I need like 4 or 5 songs. He says, the problem is, it's got to be out. It can't be stuff that's coming out. It has to be music that's out.
Right.
So I said, well, then I guess we're going to put out an EP.
Yeah. Yeah. We
and,
know that,
And we're sitting on pretty much the whole record right now anyway. So
we got lots of music. And me and Troy both wanted to get music out anyways. We know that it's kind of a singles market, and that's kind of the game that's being played. But we're our own label, and we like that because we can do things and we can act on moves and opportunities like this, where typically we'd probably, be handcuffed into something where we couldn't have that freedom. So not only do we get to, capitalize on a possible opportunity, but also we get to get our music out there. We've been working on this record for, if we go back to when me and Troy Lachetta Jr. started, 5 years, man.
Right.
2 years steady out here in Nashville. So for me, obviously, I'm excited. It's like, been putting so much hard time and energy and love into this project. So we do this for the people. That's what music's all about, right? And that's
absolutely
what you do it for. So it's like, we could sit here and talk till we're blue in the face about how great of a record and how much music and how much love we put into this. And until you get to hear it, it's just sitting in an archive or in a folder. So we're excited, man. May 10th, Everyday People, man, because that's what we are.
Sorry, I hit the wrong button there. Yes, I, you know what? And I'm loving the fact that you're putting some new music out in more than just one song. And it's going to be awesome. Send me the cover. We'll get that out there. We'll play some of the tunes. And Riz, I'm excited because you've got some great things going on with this thing. And Troy, you know, you're the guy that's helping them out, and good on you. They say you're going to meet somebody in your life that's going to change the trajectory of your life. And Riz meeting you, I'm sure, has done that for him. And I want to share something. You kind of did that for me. I play drums in the Arena Rock Circus, and I was going to try to play this, but you can't even hear it. But it is Love Song by Tesla, one of my favorites that we play. And I just want to say to you as a drummer, thank you for all the great music that you had done with Tesla in the past too.
Well, thank you, man. And God bless Canada, man. We've got 3 gold records out of Canada. Yep. We've always toured Canada. We've always had a great time coming through. Risen of Believers, man, we want to work it hard there. We really want to come. We're so excited about Canada. I had the pleasure of playing with the Guess Who last year. I did about, 30-something shows with them. And at that point, I'm sure you probably have heard some of the controversy that's going on there.
It's not good
now. And at that time, you know, I mean, when I replaced Gary, the original drummer, there was nobody. So, I mean, I understood what was happening when this whole thing came down, but you know, they've built such a great band, and the band's so freaking awesome.
Right.
And I really enjoyed playing with them. And that's where I met up, you know, with Michael Sterto, the guitar player, and Michael Devon, before he went to the Dead Daisies, was there. And, that's it really became a blessing for us, you know, to expand upon our music and bring them into the camp. So forever grateful for all of the great music out of Canada as well. But thank you.
Yeah, no problem. And, you know, Tesla, I mean, I miss you and Tesla just from seeing the videos and that, and the times that I've seen that band. You were the drummer in the band and again, such a big influence. And I remember, I want to throw this out, I believe you were probably playing, but it was in the early 90s, Firehouse. And of course, we just lost CJ Snare. Opened up for Tesla at Darien Lake in Buffalo, New York. And I believe it was like 1991 or 92. And I think that was the first time I saw both Firehouse, because they were brand new, and Tesla. So there we have it. Putting it all together. Risen the Believers. Don't stop trying. We'll take a listen to it right now. All right, guys. Thank you so much. Awesome. Sorry it didn't work by video, but we're all good.
Thanks, Shane.
Out
just as it was supposed to, buddy.
Riz will file you, and he'll send you the artwork now.
Yeah, this is my cell number, so just throw me the artwork there, and then I can get that up.
Sounds good, buddy. Thank you so much. You have a beautiful, blessed day, my friend.
Yeah, you too, guys. Really appreciate your time.
Thank you. Right back at you, buddy.
Thanks. Thanks, guys.
Yeah. Bye. Stop trying. No, you are better. No, you are better. Got hard like a lion. Yeah, 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 yeah. I said, don't stop trying. No, you are better. No, you are better. Got hard like a lion. Yeah, 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 yeah. I feel the rhythm inside my soul. I know I'ma make it as time goes on and on and on. You find a way. Make your life how you want it to be. I tell the demons, step aside. We got no time for feeling low. Might as well give it all you got. You never know when you'll be gone. Spend my time reciting lines, cause that is what I love. Don't stop trying. No, you are better. No, you are better. Got heart like a lion. Yeah, 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 yeah. I got the feeling we all needing just a little more love. More love. I got a feeling we are needing just a little more love. So open up your mind, try to see both ways. We all think different, but we want the same thing. Worry free, lock for everything is okay. Happily with my family out here trying to make a change. I've been trying to live it right, being nice to everyone I'm around. Yeah, reaching down my hand to pick you up from the ground. I can stand to see you down, we all big close to falling. Can see it in your eyes, yeah, you are a soldier. Come on. Don't stop trying. No, you are better. No, you are better. Got heart like a lion. Yeah, 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 yeah. Can't live in the past. rest. Try to focus on the present. Use the gifts that you were given. Make your life how you want it to be. We cannot rewind this time. We got just one take. So I'm taking a risk instead of playing it safe. Got the power inside. Get to change what you need. So I wake up every day with a smile on my face. Singing, don't stop trying. No, you are better. No, you are better. Got a heart like a lion. Yeah, 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 yeah. I got a feeling we are needing just a little more love, more love. I got a feeling we are needing just a little more love. I got a feeling we are needing just a little more love, more love. I got a feeling we are needing just a little more love.